Earth and Sky.
Tuesday, March 10th, 2009. Tonight's full moon is near a fairly bright star-like object, which isn't really a star.
It's the planet Saturn, sixth planet outward from the Sun and the most distant world that you can easily see with the unaided eye. Earth passed more or less between the Sun and Saturn 2 days ago, placing the planet opposite the Sun in our sky. The full moon is also opposite the Sun, so it's no surprise that Saturn is near tonight's full moon.
This full moon is the one closest to the March 20th equinox. This equinox marks the beginning of spring in the northern hemisphere and the beginning of autumn in the southern. In the northern hemisphere, we call tonight's full moon the crow moon, worm moon, or sap moon, all names that suggest winter is giving way to spring.
Meanwhile, at temperate latitudes south of the equator, where summer is now ebbing toward fall, tonight's full moon is the southern hemisphere harvest moon. After this full harvest moon in the southern hemisphere, the moon will rise before nightfall for the next several evenings in a row.
So that's tonight's full moon. And remember, all over the world tonight, from the Arctic north to the Antarctic south, this March full moon and planet Saturn shine close together from dusk till dawn. That's today's show. I'm Joel Block.
And I'm Deborah Bird for Earth and Sky, a clear voice for science.
We're at earthsky.org.